Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Natalie, can you lead us?
Sure.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, let the record show that Director Michelle Schneider is not here, but all other directors are present. And could I have a motion for the agenda approval?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The agenda is approved. And we'll start with public comments. Sure.
I'd like to just give an update.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Pat Farrell. I think I know most of you. I just wanted to give you an update on the festival. We're very excited. Mountain High Resort is our presenting sponsor. So we are going to be publicized widely. And that's a real draw to get artists to come. Because we're a first-time show, people are leery about coming up. Artists are leery. They don't want to haul all their stuff. So this is a huge plus for us. And then we also, another thing I'm very excited about, I've been trying to get gourmet trucks up here, and they don't like to come because of the wear and tear on their vehicles. But I was able to secure Cousin's Maine Lobster Truck, and it is so delicious, and so they are definitely coming. It took me 6 months, but I got them, so they're going to take a chance on it. And that's about it. If anyone has any questions about the festival, let me know, give me a call, and I'd be happy to answer. Okay,
thanks
so much.
Thank you.
Okay, no other public comments. Agency reports. Is there any agencies here tonight? I don't see that. Okay. We'll move on. Consent calendar. Chuck, have you checked the minutes? Or anybody checked the minutes?
Yeah, I did. I had a question on number 8. You had requested last meeting, Wes, for the capital improvement spreadsheet be added to the website.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit I got no clue on how to work that thing, but I couldn't find it.
It's not there. It's okay. The capital improvement plan needs to be reformatted before I want to put it on the website. It doesn't. I don't think it looks good, and so I just haven't had a chance to reformat it yet.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can. I mean, that part. We just want to make sure the minutes are right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else.
Okay. Okay. Okay, can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, consent calendar is approved. And the general manager's report.
February 18th, our new public and recreation coordinator, Ashley Simon, joined the team. She's already started working on the online registration forms, and Monica's been a really great help. Softball started on March 1st. Cornhole is going well. Playoffs are scheduled for March 8th. Summer softball registration is set to open in March. And Ashley's working on a summer flag football league. She had intended to be here, but she had a medical emergency, and so she'll be at the April meeting. We finished stuffing the envelopes for the 2020-2021 dump cards. The dump cards are here, and we're going to start printing the individual information on those as well as the address label. The shed roof has been completed. I received a quote for over $90,000 to redo the leach lines on the septic system. This is good. We don't have the money for this currently, so we're just going to have to keep pumping.
Well, can I ask a question about that? Leo, can I get your comments on this because you have a lot of experience on this. And remember when John went up and he did that treatment here? Did that work? I mean, should we try that here? Remember that he poured that that bacteria in there or something in it?
We could try that, yes, but at the end of the day, Wes, we had to do another leach joint.
You still had to do another one?
Yeah. So okay. That's just the Band-Aid?
Yeah.
But okay. It just
doesn't fix it.
Doesn't fix it.
Didn't you get a quote, Lori, from Herb Anderson, but he didn't want to put it in writing or didn't put it in writing?
He gave me a verbal quote, and I asked him to send it over to me, and I have not received it to date.
Right.
Is this the verbal quote he gave you?
No.
No.
His verbal quote was something, he thought it was somewhere around $35,000.
And that's just the leach lines? It's not the actual septic tank either?
Correct.
The tank probably doesn't need to replace. It's probably a concrete tank.
Yeah,
so you don't need to replace it.
I say the next time we have it pumped, I'm also going to have it inspected so we know exactly what's going on.
And didn't you say that was part of the original grant that CSA 56
got? The system is part of the original grant that CSA 56 got for the Vivian Mill Park.
So anything that we do, the county's got to come in, or the grant people got
to
come in?
They don't have to come in and get inspected, but they do come by and check the park at least once a year. So we want to make sure that those bathrooms remain open as best to our ability, except for, you know, when they're frozen.
Right.
Is it just one septic tank? And what's the size?
I believe it's 2,500 gallons.
Okay.
And how, it's hard to believe it's 90 grand. I mean, it's really, really tough.
So for a residential one, I recently got a quote for like $4,000 to $7,000 for a leach line replacement. Granted, it's a residential and it was a concrete one, but how much bigger is it than that?
The issue that we have with the leach lines is the current leach lines go into the park. Severino County restricts leach lines that there can be no non-organic material above leach lines, which means the leach lines are not supposed to go underneath the asphalt. And unfortunately, that's the only place we have to put the leach lines. So it's either put them in the dirt parking lot out there, parking area, which I'm not even sure that'll work, because I think maybe, I know Cecilia's septic is out there, and I'm not sure where the Banks is yet. And then if they have to tunnel under the asphalt to put them down, it's going to be quite costly.
Yeah, I just would like to see
that. Even then, $90,000 sounds really way too high.
Oh, I agree.
Where's the
whose quote was that?
I didn't put it in there.
Which company quoted that?
Alpha Omega.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just, let's just hold that item for next meeting.
Yeah, I am not going to do that.
Really, though, we should do further work, though, to have somebody else take a look at that, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Taking out a petty cash.
The employee manual was updated to include the holidays office will be closed and to remove long-term disability section that's not a benefit. And just a reminder, I'm looking for a few 700 forms for board members, and I need them by April 1st.
Okay. And what about the doors? So the doors are up?
The doors are on. They went on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So we still have to paint them and paint around where the framing was. They had some difficulty hanging the doors because the wood frame was rotted.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we still need to dispose of the old doors, which we're going to need to take.
Did they fix that? Did they redo the frame, or what did they do?
They added wood where they needed to add wood.
Okay.
They got the metal outside frame. So.
Okay.
And they just need they're primed, and we just need to paint them.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Any other questions? Anything else on that? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, item 8, February 2020 financials. Any questions on this, Chuck?
Yeah, I got a couple of my notes.
Before Chuck continues, I did an analysis on the financial statement. Kind of actually putting them, estimating what we're going to end up at year end. Income, we should be at $288,000. We're at $293,000, so that's a really good spot for us to be in. Property and liability insurance is an annual fee, so that's, we're not going to have monthly fees on that anymore, but it should be what it is as of right now.
Yeah.
Payroll expenses are should be around 42,000. They're at 45, a little bit higher, but not too terribly much. Legal services, we're going to go over budget here. We should be at 17.5. We're at 23, so we're trending pretty high on those. Let's see. Solid waste disposal fees. Estimated at 71, almost 72,000 for this time of the year, and we're at 94, so we're over about over 20,000 more than what we we budgeted for.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it won't catch up. I mean, it's winter, right? So people are not going to the dump. Is that what you mean on the solid waste?
No, I mean we're over
it's
budget
over
on the solid
high.
Waste. We're over about $20,000.
As far as what we have to pay?
As far as what we are paying, yes. That's an expense.
Right.
Okay.
So how much the community?
If that's the case, we need to really start looking at their bills, which I have not been looking at, because they could be letting that go at the dump. So, for example, if they're allowing contractors to put all their stuff there, which I can put that data in a database and look at it, and it flags it automatically. So I can do that. But if that's what they were doing, right? Like when we first came in, they were letting contractors, they're putting 2x4s and bricks or whatever they had in there, and then we're getting charged for that.
Okay.
And so they're going over. That's why we have those limits on going to the dump.
One punch.
Right. So we better make sure they're still doing those rules.
So that 20,000 over, is that, what's the duration? Is that 6 months? 8 months?
That's currently. That's for 7 months.
7 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We better look at that and crack down on that, because it should be on budget.
Would that have anything to do with the extra pine needle event that we put on in September?
No, that doesn't go to the dump.
So that runs about $2,800 a month extra.
Yeah, but I mean, I could look at the data and it just pops right out when you put it in the database. You're like, there's somebody here that's got
Contractor Joe.
Yeah, Contractor Joe. Like when I was looking at it, I mean, there'd be a Contractor Joe. Literally, he'd spend $3,000 of dump fees in 1 month, because he's using it for his commercial business.
Do I have access to this database?
No.
Can I get access to the database?
No, because it's you could. Yeah, it's on the server. I thought it was just on my machine, but it is on the server. But I got to load the data up. I can show you how to load the data up every month, and it will just flag everything.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, one under, 5030, dues and subscriptions. I know we budgeted for the annual budget $21,52.95. We're already at 26. Are we going to get more expense on this? That's advertising, bank charges. I know bank charges we're going to get more.
No, I was going to say, the dues and subscriptions 5030 account is not bank charges. It is our monthly fee for Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's for any type of membership in whatever organization that we have membership in. I believe the Chamber of Commerce Renewal is in there.
So we missed it on the annual budget is basically what happened. So, because that's another $500 more that I see it through 7 months, unless we have more of those, that'll be over. Which, I mean, the bottom line is what that means is we need to, when we do the budget for this coming year, we need to get a little bit more particular as far as what we're actually budgeting for the year. Because this is, I don't like being $500 over in any category. So we should be able to get a little bit more specific on that stuff.
Yeah.
And the other was 5090, office administration. I know we've only got 200 left, but we've got dump cards, supplies, printing, postage, all of that type of stuff with, you know, 5 months left. I don't know if we'll make the 6,200 on that.
We will.
I know, that's another one that we need to take a look at, specifically month to month. And I noticed that with the roof, which you are, it's in the packet to do the whole back part of this community center needs to be redone before we blow out the heating system because there's no tiles up there. It's ready to go. The clay, which is for the Little Leagues, that's on the agenda. The parking lot striping, the rain gutters, the playground, the wood fiber, that adds up to another $22,000, depending on what the council or the board decides to go ahead with or not go ahead with.
But yeah,
that's, you know, $22,000. That's pretty good expense coming up. And we only got the 5 months left, so just be aware of that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those were my notes going through this thing. I think that was it, Wes.
Okay.
I didn't see, unless you snuck it into my packet.
Very end of your packet.
You're really trying to confuse me, aren't you?
I thought it would be easier than having it separate, but I put it all at the very end of everybody's.
Okay, that's the hours and the check register or disbursement, whatever you want to call it. And as far as equipment or purchases, is Monica now done with that? I know she was helping out.
She is still helping out Ashley. Ashley's focus is trying to get some of those online forms done so that we can use them for registration. So it's going to be a real time saver. Monica purchased some pitchers, rubbers, and then she just also purchased some softballs for the upcoming softball season.
Rubbers?
Yeah, pitchers, rubbers.
Oh,
you know, the thing you
okay.
Stand on.
Thank you. I don't know. You never know. Okay. Yeah, that looks okay. Payroll. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'll go.
Anything else?
See how low that water bill is now, isn't it? $114.
Yeah.
When we first walked into the store, it was over $500 a month.
Yep. $800 one month.
$800, yeah.
Yeah.
That was another one. Where's the water? I was wondering why. Let's see. What's the number? Oh, here it is. The water is at $2,262 for 7 months, and we budgeted $2,106. So. And the majority of that was the community center. What encompasses the water bill for the community center that it's that over?
The bathrooms, the sprinklers, indoor bathrooms, kitchen sink.
Oh, the outside bathrooms are under the community center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's all on 1 meter.
Okay. That's just for your future thing is to notice that when we do the budget coming up, because that was definitely under budget. That's all.
Okay. And then we got item 9, budget completion, discussion of possible action. I don't think we've done that. We haven't done the budget yet,
nope.
Right?
No, in fact, I just wanted to bring it up to the board to mention that we're almost 3 months away from year end.
Yeah.
And we need to start working on the budget for 2020, 2021. And I'd like to have a preliminary budget for discussion for the April agenda. But I don't know if you want me to present a proposed or you want an ad hoc committee. I'm not sure how you want to do that.
Usually we do an ad hoc committee, and it just takes a couple of days of working on it to get it. So it's not that difficult.
In the past, it was Wes, myself, and Al that would sit down and do the proposal before we put it in front of the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do something similar like to that, but I don't know. When did we do it last year? Do we know? Doesn't matter, I guess. We could do it in, it's due in June, right?
Your fiscal year end is June 30th, so you probably want it in place before then.
Now, does that go to LAPCO, or is it just in?
It's just for us.
Okay.
Yeah, I say we do it in May. Really, I don't.
Well, the public hearing would be done either May or June, so it requires a public hearing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So you can present a draft in April and then
have
the public hearing in May.
Okay, we could do that. So want to have an ad hoc committee. Who wants to be on the ad hoc committee? I've been on there. Chuck's been on there. Anybody else want to do that?
I won't be around.
Natalie.
I would like to recommend the financial men for that.
Are you sexist? Come on.
No,
now,
I'm just
Natalie.
I'm not a finance person.
Are.
Not as good as you two are. But if you'd like me to be, I will. If one of you are on it, but
I'll do it again.
You do it again. Okay, I'll do it again. So be this. We do it now, and then present in April, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we'll have an ad hoc. Me and Chuck.
Thank you.
And then we need your.
I want Lori.
We need your time, Lori.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Community building roof.
As you can see from the picture, all those white spots, those are where shingles are supposed to be. They are no longer there. I noticed this when I was in the Veterans Park working on some of the bushes and came out and had Oak Hills Roofing give us a quote. They're the same ones who did the roof on the shed. And they gave us a quote of $8,322 just to redo the areas that need fixing. We don't have any currently, but if you look at it, I bet one's coming.
This looks like wind damage to me.
It still doesn't have tile. Whether it's wind or weather.
If it's wind damage, then you could turn it into the insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Not an act of God?
It looks wind damage to me.
Because
I had that problem at the Grizzly. And it wasn't wind damage. And he said if there's tiles missing or anything like that, they could come out and say it as a wind damage, and they could look at the roof and help with the cost.
Hey, for $8,000, I'm fine on making a call to the insurance and get the adjuster out here. I mean, if they buy it.
I would go with it as wind damage. See what they say.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt. But yeah, that's a lot of.
They can't. They probably can't fix it right now anyway. It's probably got to wait a couple months or something, right?
Yeah.
My concern...
As long as it's dry up there, they can fix it at any time.
Yeah, my concern is the heating system is right underneath that.
Yep, the heating system and some of the kitchen.
If we get, some major leaks over that type, we could be looking at another heating system that we
crank that up. There's two HVAC systems back there right now.
Yeah,
that's just my suggestion, or recommendation. But
I don't think it hurts a phone call. To me, that's the only.
You want to get them out here and see?
I can call the insurance company.
Okay.
If it's not wind damage, they won't go for it. What do you want me to do? Bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right, baseball field clay. This is the
Little League.
This is the Little League.
They want us to split the cost.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, given what we're using the field for with our softball and other things, I would say, we do need to split the cost with them because we use that field quite a bit on the softball.
Right. I agree.
I agree with you. And we use the field for free, and we're embarking on our sixth season.
Plus, the Little League lets us use, like, the mic and other things, you know, the PA system. And I think we need to be a good partner with the Little League.
So do we need a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to split half to replace the clay for the baseball field.
So how much is that?
$656.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay. All those in favor of approving that $656 to who is the company? Corona Clay Company? Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. So we'll split that with them. Parking lot striping.
During the first snowfall in February, we had someone or something drive over and knock down the handicap sign and destroy at least one of the concrete barriers.
Mm-hmm.
The concrete wheel blocks were damaged. They're not fastened to the asphalt currently, and they pose a tripping hazard, and somebody has already tripped. Friday, somebody tripped. I have a quote to replace the blocks and also restripe the handicap loading area and the two spots that are designated against handicap as well as replace the sign. The one in the packet is for $1,400. I received another one on Monday for $1,900.
Restripe parking handicaps for them.
Yeah. The
$1,400?
I feel like this is something we just did.
We did it a couple years ago.
Just striping and the concrete wheel blocks reposting our sign.
You need to get more than one. We need to get three of them.
Well, I got two. I have not gotten the third. The second one was not in the packet because I got it after the packet was published.
How much was that one?
$1,900. And I had somebody else out here this morning, and they were supposed to give me a quote by tonight, but I haven't received it yet.
Are these ADA compliant?
Those handicap spots?
Not the ones in the parking lot.
No.
Not the two that need to be redone, no.
None of them are, really.
No.
Right. None of them are.
No, not.
We're just doing the best we can. We're trying to do what's reasonable.
Yeah, as I say, and we're also restriping the handicap spot out by the skate park, too, because that one's pretty much gone, so.
Okay.
That's included in these quotes.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
You think it's way too much, Liam?
Oh, yeah.
Blocks? Is it, what is it that's so expensive? Can they break it down? I mean, can they break down a quote? Like, hey, these are the blocks. These are to mount the blocks. These are to stripe. They just gave one price.
This is only four stalls, not the whole parking lot.
Right.
I mean, four stalls?
It's ridiculous.
I think.
I would say it's plus the sign, plus the concrete wheel blocks. Those things are actually in the asphalt. So you have to attach them to the asphalt. It's not an easy job.
I think what the board is saying is we just don't have enough detail. It just says 1400, that's it. And we're like, okay, what?
Two pieces of rebar, and you get a sledgehammer. You put them in there. You set the concrete blocks on top of those holes, and that's it.
Right.
So those studs are still sitting there.
Yeah.
And they're bent, and you're going to have to get with them.
Okay.
When are you back from vacation?
I saw it. I was over there inspecting it last night. I go, well, this is an easy job.
Can you? How about this? Can you get a price for just the striping? We just need it broken down. Okay.
I can try. A lot of these contractors just.
Then they don't get the job. You tell them we need this broken down. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Break it down.
I can ask them.
They won't get the job if they don't. How about that?
I say I might not come up with free quotes if I go there either. So that's my concern.
You will.
Okay.
Make them do it. They'll do it.
Okay.
Not for $1,900.
Yeah.
No, this is $1,400.
Okay, $1,400. The other one was $1,900. The second one, that's not a part of this package.
Yeah. Or you can do it the other way, too. You can just say, okay, how about just the striping? How about that?
Well, we got to put
the concrete blocks have to be replaced.
Yeah, but those are cheap and they're not hard to put in. I mean, if push comes to shove, I'll have my guys come up here and put them in. I mean, honestly. It would take them. That's why I say just get the striping if you have to.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to do that part because we don't know how to make straight lines like that.
When you say just the striping, is that putting the hole up too with the handicap sign?
That's
I know the quote
that.
Is.
That's
I'm just
in the
asking.
Quote.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Detail.
And you know, for safety reasons, is it just a pile of rubble out there right now?
No, I got rid of all the rubble. What's left out there
sticking out though.
Is the rebar that's sticking out of the asphalt,
okay.
The concrete blocks that are significantly too short for those areas.
Okay.
We've got barriers up over those.
Okay. If you don't hear from me, can you remind me, and I'll have my guys come up here and yank them out. Okay. They can pull those out.
Okay, so they're okay to pull out?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, we can, or cut them off or whatever. Let's cut them off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy. Okay. Item 13, building rain gutters.
We're having issues with the handicapped loading zone parking areas right outside this door over here during snow weather. Currently, when snow melts, it drifts down onto those parking areas and then freezes when the overnight temperatures drop. This causes a big hazard. It is slick and it is icy, and ice melt does not cut it. I've checked with some gutter installation people, and we also have some fascia boards on the side of the building that need to be replaced. I got two quotes from the calls that I made, and they're included. One is GutterMade, the other one is Royalty Gutters. GutterMade I was impressed with Royalty Gutters. He's going to put a drain pipe alongside the building so that everything that falls down off of the roof goes out directly into the parking lot.
At the corner,
yes.
Okay, but we've got stairs coming up to the front of the building.
Yes,
so,
but that's a smaller area to snow melt and defrost. It's not an ideal solution.
Yeah, just, you know, we know it's going to freeze. We know people come in that front stairway. And we're shooting all the water off right into that area?
Yeah, that's the only place either one of those contractors said it would go. It could go.
Is there any way to get a drain?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
In this area over here to just drain the water out?
To drain it out, Wes was suggesting something along the lines of a French drain system. That's going to cause, it means digging a ditch and putting a grate over the top.
Or bore it.
And what we end up with is then you've got pine needles clogging it and other stuff, and you've got some stuff going underneath the ground that's going to be hard to maintain.
Now, you're talking about just simply putting the gutter and the new fascia on this side right here.
No, on this side of the building and then on this wall as well. Where the ramp is, right?
Oh, that one going across?
Yeah,
like
it's going to be like an L shape.
Okay, because I know Royalty Gutters just shows this one here.
35.
They're saying 35 feet.
And then a 22 foot.
Yeah, he drew a diagram.
22. Oh, okay. He didn't put his dots in there, so.
You know,
so both of those, the one on the ramp, and the one along the side, the spout for the release of the water on the gutter would be right in front of the
right in front
the
of
building.
The corner of the building right here, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not for
I'm
that.
Not crazy about that.
We have to have a more complete system. Ed.
It's been a problem for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it already is going in the front of the steps.
Yeah.
I can't imagine more. It's going to be like an inch of ice out there.
It's good. It's got to be done right. It's got to go into the ground.
Yeah,
someplace.
It's got to be drained out.
Even rain gutters over, and this is a shady area.
Yeah.
And it'll melt about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then that rain gutter just gets built up, and all of a sudden you got 6 inches of ice.
Yeah. The fascia. Yeah. I mean, the fascia.
And then it cracks, and you got, it's just.
Well, then they have heated rain gutters,
yeah,
stuff like
yeah,
that to not. No, seriously, that works.
It does. I have that
but
in my
you,
house.
But, Well, of course.
I don't want to be up there.
I have no doubt. But it's going to drain off.
Did we get any kind of quote for a drain in that area over there?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we got to figure that part. We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, at least know what we're up against. We got to figure out how to if we can bore something in there or something. You know, like we can get a pipe in there. I don't know. There's got to be a way to do it. This has got to be done every day. This kind of thing. And maybe we're digging up the asphalt. So what? Dig up the cut it, dig it up, ditch it, put a pipe in, just do it.
Yeah. Do it right.
I would say it just increases the cost. That's what I was worried
it
about.
It does, but it's worth it because we're not really fixing the problem here. You've identified the problem, and you're absolutely right.
Al brought that up, and yeah. I've seen it over the
years. Yeah, no, it's bad. There's ice bad in front of the steps already, and this is just and it's got to be fixed in the handicap part. That's absolutely right.
That's loading and unloading area, and that thing is a good, you know, 3-4 feet when it's frozen.
Yeah.
In that corner over here.
Yeah, and we have a lot of freezing and thawing in Wrightwood, and we just do. So, I think we need to. I don't know if these gutter guys have a solution like
they don't have.
They don't do that part. No.
No. So I'm gonna have to find a contractor who will do it.
Okay. I mean, we're just cutting the asphalt. We put it, you know, dig a ditch, put a pipe in, and then put the asphalt back on. Backfill it, put the asphalt back on.
Okay, I'll find.
I mean, it's done all the time.
I can see if I can find a contractor.
Yeah.
They just need to find a place to drain it.
Right.
Out
to the street. Right. Yeah. Past UIA's office.
Well, if your guys could do it well, then maybe they could put it somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark, come on. Southern California Edison.
On February 21st, we had a truck hit the SCE meter in the dirt area part of our parking lot. The CHP took a report, and Edison turned off the power and informed us that the meter was being billed to the Chamber of Commerce. We had the electrician we've been using look at the meter and found that it's not rated for outdoor use and the whole thing needs to be replaced before the power will be turned back on. The initial quote was for $4,800 to replace it where it is, or $6,400 to move it by the light pole in order to protect it more. We have let the chamber know what we found, and then I also contacted Steve because I don't know if we have any legal issues. Whereas the SCE meter is on our property, but it doesn't go to the chamber. I mean, it does go to the chamber, sorry.
We don't pay for any electricity out of there?
No.
No.
No. They have their own separate meter.
Yes.
That's their meter.
That's their meter.
Yeah.
That's
their meter.
And the thing with the farmer's market, excuse me.
That's the meter, yeah.
That's they use that. The
right.
Farmer's market,
farmer's
the
market
outlet.
Uses it.
They do.
And the chamber pays for the farmer's market?
It.
Yes.
Yes.
Electric and all that?
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't see where it's our responsibility then.
I don't either. I don't either. If it's, I mean, it doesn't sound like it was installed correctly in the first place, and it's been there for a long time, so it didn't have any bollards around it or anything.
18 years?
18 years
that I know.
I would say as far as everybody knows.
It's been there much longer than that. That's as far back as I can trace it.
Yeah.
It's 18 years.
Yeah.
It's not totally unsuccessful. It was there a long time.
Yes.
Without being run over.
Yeah.
My vote.
The Lions Club sign on the corner runs off of that meter also.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And the chamber has been paying all the electric on that forever.
I see.
And the concerts, too. All the concerts.
Yeah, I see.
You collect rents when you rent out that parking lot, and all those people are using that electricity off the chamber. So
yeah.
It's been a burden on the chamber. Chamber shouldn't have been paying it all these years, and they weren't aware that they were actually paying it until this incident happened.
Is that right? They didn't know?
Right, no.
They need a new account?
They were paying it as of a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Treasurer, but before that, I don't know.
Yeah. Must not have been very much or something on that monthly bill on
the
it.
The current bill on it right now is $22.60 for the 1 month.
That's pretty dang low. Yeah.
But they can't afford to pay $4,800. They won't do it.
Yeah.
It was suggested that they turn it into the insurance.
Yeah.
That's what I was
is there
trying.
A deductible?
Who's insurance?
I would say the chamber's insurance, but I don't know
it's
what
it's on the CSC property. It should be CSC's.
Yeah. It's not in our name, though. I mean, the meter's not in our name.
It's like a renter.
I use an analogy. If you owned a home and somebody ran into your electric box, the person that owns the home is responsible for that box.
Not
the person who's paying the bill.
The renter.
And the renter.
Well,
I would think that it belongs to the CSD.
Yeah, well, but we can say...
Turn it off.
No, turn it off.
Then all those...
Then you're
going to
get a lot of static from every organization in this town.
But if we did put it in, we'd have to charge for it. We would. We'd have to. I mean, where's the money going to come from? This is going to be, you know, it's almost like you're starting over. If somebody said, okay, you know, the thing is wiped out. Let's just pretend it was never there. Hey, we need a box out there for servicing people and everything. Can we put that box out there? Sure. It's just going to cost $6,000 or whatever. You know, that's not in the budget. It was never in the budget. And I don't know how it suddenly just becomes into the budget.
That's why you have insurance. It's on your property.
Yeah, you can't turn every single thing into insurance. Insurance is not the magic checkbook.
Well, I think the insurance would cover if the truck that hit it, if there was damage, if an individual suffered damage as a result of something that was on your property, that's where the insurance would come in.
Yeah.
But to replace a meter that isn't the district's, that happens to be on district property, isn't really what the insurance is for. I don't see where the district's responsibility is on this.
I don't either.
Had there been someone that...
I understand the money's not there, but...
If someone had tripped over the meter and then suffered some sort of injury as a result of that, that's where the insurance would come in and provide protection there.
Yeah.
That's where perhaps the district would have some sort of responsibility. But in this situation where it's just a matter of replacement for a meter that isn't the district's, I just don't see where the left where
the doesn't the chamber have a mechanism to raise money for things like this?
No.
Not really. How many members does a chamber have?
Four.
I mean, I'm a member.
Four?
No. A bit more. I don't have the exact number with me yet.
Okay.
Because right now we're renewing membership for the year.
Yeah. I see.
Lori, in your report you said you had the electrician we have been using to look at the meter. That's an electrician that the CSD hired to go look at it?
He came out and looked at it, told us what we needed to do to make it safe.
Did
but yes, he didn't come out and look at it, but there was no charge.
Did
for
Edison
it.
Come out and look at it? Did Edison anyone question
out.
Edison on their...
Edison came out and looked at it. They shut the electricity off to the meter. And they said they could not turn it back on until it had been inspected.
By who?
The county. So whoever does any work is going to have to pull permits.
Yeah, that's normal. That's normal stuff.
Yeah, it has to be inspected.
Yeah. That's not a big deal.
Why would the county have to look at it?
Building a
safety inspection. I was going to say that's SCE's.
Code. Yeah, no, that's normal stuff.
Yeah. Inspected by the county inspectors.
Yeah.
Same as
why would have the county pay for it?
No. This is a regular permit, Chuck.
Regular permit.
Just a regular. So the electrician installs it, and before the meter goes on, it's all ready to go because he knows what the electrician knows what the code is.
Right.
It's all ready to go. You call for an inspection from the county. They come and they go, well, it looks good. Go ahead and put the meter on. And they charge us some money for doing that.
Where's the quote out?
Yeah.
I didn't include it because my interest in it was I'm not sure who's liable for any of this, what the legalities were on it.
Well, and you're saying the chamber can't raise any money.
Would the CSD consider a partial?
And
in that if the county, if the community went out, the music, the arts, the chamber, the Lions, and we used all these different sources, and you also paid a share of that.
Maybe.
Would you consider that?
We'd have to, devil's in the details, have to look at the proposal. I mean, we don't have an extra $6,000 laying around going, sure, go in, here's $6,000, you know, and we gotta be reasonable here. But if you've got a proposal like that, we'd look at it.
So we will put a proposal together.
Okay.
For the April meeting.
Hit up your, you know, I'm a chamber member and I haven't been hit up for this, and I know it's early, but you know, somebody should be hitting me up.
Lori, have we found out who did it?
No, we don't know who did it. We do have a video of the person doing it. But unfortunately, they did not have a front license plate on their vehicle, and by the time they turned around, the rear license plate was not readable by our cameras or the bank's cameras.
And did you send me a picture on that? Because I don't remember getting that.
Can you do that? You mean of the truck? Truck hitting it?
Well, you had a picture of the truck, or you had some video, you had
some
stuff like that. I'd like to see it. Can you send it to everybody on the list, maybe? Because chances are that person's back there every Friday. I'm just saying.
Right. We can put that picture in the paper.
They went straight to the porta potty.
Shame them into coming forward? Is that where you're...
No, the neighbor knows that truck next door.
Oh, okay.
And we go get
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a local person because they did pull in, they hit the meter, she got out and went to the outhouses. Out there, got back in, and left.
Okay.
So if she was a local, I would think that she would go home rather than use the outhouses.
I don't know.
But that's just it.
I understand.
Vicki, if the chamber's going to do that, make sure it gets to Lori in time so it's on the April proposal, whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah,
how much evidence will you lose?
I have no idea. I did not even think to calculate that.
Yeah, and there's other reasons for it too. I mean, we don't want people, you know, it'd be nice if they didn't have to come up here with a generator and run generators and stuff. That would be
nice.
and I think for that reason if the board elected
to voluntarily contribute towards the cost of that, I don't think it would constitute a gift of public funds, because there is value that the district would receive from that.
Yeah,
so
it's a good point.
Yeah, so yeah. I think the board would be well within its rights to contribute. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have a legal obligation to pay for it all, but I do think that you have it would be within
your
rights.
The key word for me is contribute, not pay for the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. Well, we'll get a proposal. Okay. Three of them.
Thank you.
Well,
they're going to bring a proposal for raising money.
You guys need three quotes. You guys bring them.
Yeah, I mean, we should chop this around for sure. Yeah. Okay.
What did we decide on the rain gutters? I'm sorry.
We want a more complete solution, and Lori's going to start getting some contractors and talking to them and see what can be done.
Some ideas to get the water out of there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Playground wood fiber.
The board requested this issue be tabled until next meeting.
Yeah.
I reviewed the measurements and the quotes were based on 200 cubic yards, and I received the following quotes. Two of them include installation. Two of them do not.
Yeah.
What's the difference between includes blowing or includes installation?
Blowing means they blow it in from the truck, and the TurboScape just said that they included installation, and I wasn't sure exactly what that meant.
It's just
they like shovel it in and spread it out with a shovel or something.
Right.
Were these the same amounts from last time you showed these? They're higher, right?
Yes.
Okay. It, was that because the yardage was wrong?
Well, I rounded the yardage up so that we could cover everything that we wanted to cover. In addition, I'm guessing their costs have increased as well.
And so this is the whole playground area by the elementary school, and that's all?
Yeah, including the top lots and the three little playground. Yeah, it includes everything.
Okay.
What's there now? Just concrete, asphalt?
No, there's wood fiber there, but the wood fiber needs to be about 4 to 6 inches deep. In some areas, you can see the matting underneath the wood fiber that can constitute a tripping hazard, really.
It's very depleted.
So the question is, which proposal do we want to go with?
How many, if John did this on his own, so
would be like 2 months.
Okay, and the two quotes on the top, they basically pull their trucks up and just dump it out on the ground.
They dump it out on the pavement. Parking lot. Maybe we could get them to dump it in the playground area, but I wouldn't count on it.
And then you think it would take John like 2 months to spread that on his own?
By himself, yes. I think we're talking a lot of
yeah.
I think a lot of little leaguers can do something like this.
Well, Tammy's
or we could organize a volunteer day.
What'd I say?
I'm just saying, if it saves $3,000, is there a way to save $3,000 and have people come together to try and spread it? Because it's not that huge of a park. It's, you know, that's a $3,000 difference.
Correct. From 7 to 10.
Or 4,000 if we choose the other people.
My concern is making sure we get enough volunteers.
Yeah. What about the Snowline Players? They could do it.
That's perfect.
Or, you know, there's Boy Scouts that have to earn badges for things, and I think, you know, maybe there's a way we could do some community outreach to try and get some volunteers to help. I don't think that's impossible.
And who's going to organize that?
I could organize that. No problem doing that.
I think that's perfect. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So organize it for just one particular day that they
dump it on Friday,
do it
on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe it might need a couple. I don't know. Depends. Well, you just try it, see if you can get it done in one day.
Or, yeah, you know, depends upon the day. I could bring my bobcat down here to help loose my stuff. It's easy stuff.
Yeah, we've got our excavator.
Yeah, there we go.
I have access.
Just got to pick a Saturday to do it. Easter's on the 12th.
Is this something that you want to wait a little longer to do until maybe after the chance of snow?
Well, as I say, the quotes that I get are only good for 30 days. So, if we could go ahead and like say, yes, we're going to do this, I can schedule it out however far.
To whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
When's baseball start?
28th is opening day.
March,
yeah. They're going to be practicing by next week.
Cool. So are we going for the Rocky Mountain, or what are we going for? What's the difference between MD materials and Rocky Mountain? I mean, it's kind of a big difference of price.
$500.
Is it a different quality or something? Or?
No, same quality.
And it's all the same type of material.
Where would we dump it?
In the parking lot next to the parks.
Yeah.
And we could have it delivered on a weekend? Because
I don't think we could have it delivered on a weekend. We might be able to get it delivered on a Friday.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. We just have to organize, like, blocking out the area because of school pickup and drop-off. But this spring break for school is the third week of March, so third week, yeah, the 23rd through something. So there'd be less traffic there that week.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at Rocky Mountain.
But we got to keep in mind that 28th is opening the ceremonies. You're going to have everybody there on that Saturday.
So if we got
perfect.
It done
get a lot of shovels
that week before, then it would be great.
But I won't be here before.
Okay. All right. Are we going? What? So we don't really see a difference between Rocky Mountain and MD Materials.
No.
Okay. All right.
So let's do it.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the Rocky Mountain bid for $6,413.96?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Motion carries.
And
we'll pick a Saturday then.
Yeah. Be sure get with me on that because I can get our excavator up here.
Okay, so can we all communicate on a date, pick it, and then I can start outreach to try and get people to come volunteer? And is that something that John can be involved with?
Oh, yeah, John can be involved with it. I just didn't think he could do it.
Who knows how to drive an excavator? Do you know how to drive an excavator?
I've got my Bobcat over here.
Oh, okay. Bobcat would be just fine. We don't need the excavator.
Enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let me know a date.
Okay.
Start at 7, and we'll make sure the little
league is around. Yeah, that'll be perfect. All right.
For a couple of hours, we'll have it done.
Right. Okay. 2 hours. Okay, item 16, Manhattan Water. This is nothing more happening on this. I know they're going to, they contacted Hines, and they're going to try to cap that well. I saw some email back and forth on that. And so
what
they're
did
gonna,
they say at the meeting on the 7th? Anything?
Oh, the meeting on the 7th, they said...
they said a lot.
Yeah, the meeting on the 7th went very well.
It did.
I attended the meeting with President Zuber and Director Lopiccolo. And as far as the well goes, the county agreed to cap the well at no cost to the district.
Good job.
Kudos to Wes and Natalie for tremendous work on saving the district quite a bit of money with respect to those negotiations. In the meantime, we're looking for additional information from both the regional board and from the county of San Bernardino with respect to any of the additional wells or properties or property interests that the district may or may not have with respect to any of those matters. So.
Yes.
The meeting went very well.
So does the district have to drill monitoring wells?
Manhattan would like a monitoring well. They'd like a lot of monitoring wells. You know, they'd like as many as they could have. And they would really like one to replace that CA-56 well over there, somewhere over there by the bridge.
Which the location now is private property.
Right.
And
it's all private
the location off of that, there's no easement for that. So the location that they want is not really feasible.
What they want to do is they want to be able to read the nitrates and then predict how it might affect the water quality at Sheep Creek Water.
Yeah, downstream.
Downstream.
But Sheep Creek Water is doing a bang-up job keeping all those nitrate levels for years and years and years. So I'm trying to get Lahontan to accept those numbers.
Mm.
They test it every 3 months for nitrate levels at Sheep Creek Water.
So how far south do they come? Where's their
about
closest?
About 2,000 feet away from the CA-56 well.
Really?
It's down on Douglas River.
It's 2,000 feet north.
So
but they're being stubborn. But I did have them admit that they're looking for a trend, but they don't like it that the Sheep Creek Water doesn't show the trend they want.
I get it.
Yeah, they don't like that idea. So they keep making excuses. Well, that's different. That's an active well, and so the nitrates in that well don't count. And I said, well, okay, if it doesn't have to reach the max, we're not saying, but you're looking for a trend, right? Yes, we're looking for a trend. Okay, well then we agree on a lower level, and if it hits that level and it's a trend, let's examine it every year. So I'm trying to work this out. And I know that Patricia at Lahontan called Chris Cummings, and I have not followed up and called Chris Cummings yet to see what was said because they won't tell me at Lahontan.
Mm.
But the immediate issue was
that well.
Lahontan wanted the district to pay the cost for destroying that well. And what we presented at the meeting was there's no evidence that the title to that well was ever conveyed to the district. We don't. There's no evidence that we have an easement to even access across private property to conduct the destruction. And at that point, county said, all right, we'll go ahead and cap it, and then we'll save this issue for another day.
Yeah.
So that was very positive.
Yeah. Yes, we got that
otherwise,
part done. But we just have some more work to do to get these guys on the right track. Because now they don't have and they weren't monitoring that other well very
closely at all.
No. They had numbers from 2012, and then they skipped a bunch of years, and they're trying to divine a
trend.
Trend from that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Wes.
Good job. What are you doing?
Okay, item 17, investment policy.
And for the February 4th meeting, this item was tabled to this month. I spoke with the bank, and they have the following rates in effect. CDs are at 0.5%, and that's for any term, and they're locked for the term, and you get an early withdrawal penalty. Savings accounts are at 0.3%. It's totally liquid and can be transferred at any time. Money market is at 0.1 to 0.2, depending upon the amount financed or invested. It's locked for the term, and there is an early withdrawal penalty.
I'd like to see those numbers today.
In addition to that, the board had indicated that it wanted to retain the authority to decide upon its particular investment. So I did make modifications to Section 5 of the policy where the authority was not delegated to the general manager, but the board retained that authority consistent with board policy.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Sure.
Do we still have to, number 7, maintain a list of financial institutions?
Yeah, it's a standard list. That comes from the state, right? Isn't that that's
what?
Isn't that included on the back?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. This one. Page 46.
Yeah, I just thought I wanted to make sure it stayed with the delegation, stays with the board, and that's
okay.
That's it. Anybody have any questions about it or any reason not to implement this?
No.
But are we selecting any of these options right now, or is this, we're just approving that we have the ability to do this?
Yeah, we have to have a
policy in
place. Policy, yeah. Yeah.
So the motion would be to adopt the resolution, which mm-hmm. would formalize the adoption of the policy. Actions consistent with that can be separate from the adoption of the policy.
Okay.
Yeah, policy I have no problem with. I think it's crazy not to have, even if it's 0.3% and you make $10 a year, we ought to at least get something, because right now we've got over $100,000 just sitting in the bank doing nothing. And I agree, I don't want it tied up in a term, a CD term or a money market, because who knows, the sewer system could go or the septic system could go and we need 90,000, but the reality is, as long as it's just sitting there, I don't care if it's a few dollars. Why don't we get a few dollars as long as it's not time constrained? That's all.
Okay, well let's approve the resolution and
yeah.
we can do
yeah.
do the other part later. What's the number of this resolution? Yeah.
It says
2020-1.
Dash one. It's the first one for the year.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2020-1.
I'll second that.
Investment policy. Okay. All those in favor of the resolution 2020-1?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Resolution is approved. Item 18, appropriations limit.
I was going to ask if you wanted to move any money into the savings account at this time.
On number 17?
Yeah, on number 17.
Item 17.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Sure, Chuck. Did you want to put some money in there into the savings?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
What's our bank account right now?
$250,000.
So, you could put $150,000 in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we can transfer that at any time.
Yeah. Okay.
If we need it.
Yeah, okay. It's totally liquid.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd recommend a motion. That
yeah, I think so. Could I have a motion to put $150,000 into a savings account?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. And can you bring the, can you publish the bank statement for next month, the actual bank statement?
Yes, I'm just checking to see. I'm trying to think of what the date is because it usually takes a couple days for the bank statement.
I see.
Clear. But I believe our next meeting.
Or just showing a balance of all the accounts. You don't have to have the account numbers and stuff in there.
Oh, okay. It's just already on the bank balance page.
On the website?
No, on our.
Included in here. So it'll be in the next.
Yes.
So we would see it there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, item 18, appropriations limit.
I didn't go. I had a phone call with Bob Page, I think his last name was, who is the registrar in San Bernardino County. And we went through our proposal. The measure letter is something that the registrar's office in San Bernardino County will actually do themselves. They will get together with LA County so that it is one letter for both counties, the measure aspect of it.
The measure designation on the ballot.
Yeah. Okay. I recommended and suggested that the measure be W for Wrightwood, and Bob said, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll put it in the packet as a recommendation. He couldn't, until he sees the resolution, he couldn't, comment one way or another, yeah, other than he said he would put it into the packet. Now, the measure itself, which we have here, which is what Steve had originally, can be 75 words. And according to Steve, it's better if it's put in as a question, because it's a yes or no answer, and to try to keep it to one long sentence if it's 75 words. But that
75 characters or 75 words?
They said the character counts as one. So, like, according to this one, where it says subdivision, parentheses, H, that's considered one word, the H. So this one right now has...
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and okay. I suggested that we put in measure W, and then in big quotes, this is not a tax, if we wanted to do something like that. We also have the ability to do a four statement for the measure. That's 300 words, letters, whatever. And there's a form 9600, which I gave to Lori. That was in the packet. So anybody that wants to say something for it or against it, for it, you get 300 words. Against it, you get 250 words to put in. And that goes into the ballot measured for November 3rd.
And the deadline for turning
yeah,
this
the
in?
Deadline is
it's it August, is, right?
Yeah, well, it depends on when they get the resolution.
Okay.
Resolution received 116 or more days before the election date. The election date is the 3rd of November.
Uh-huh.
So if they get our resolution there, then the argument for is by noon, 106 days before the election. If we actually got it to the registrar on the 3rd, which we're not going to, but that would be July 20th for that argument four or later. By 5 p.m., 102 days before the election is the rebuttal. That's July 24th.
Okay.
If it's in, if they don't, if the registrar's office doesn't receive it until 115 days and 88 days before the election date, then it moves out to August 17th and August 21st. As far as the deadline date is established as July 20th for written arguments, and we did that basically because we figured we were going to pass something today. Lori will get it into the appropriate people, because it's got to go to four people. It's got to go to the, or is it four? Or
four.
Yeah, it's the registrars of L.A. and San Bernardino, plus the Board of Supervisors of L.A. and San Bernardino. All four of them have to have a resolution. Now, the other thing we had Steve do was put in the last sentence is, we're going to have some changes on this resolution, mainly because we don't have the letter. And if the whenever they receive it could prompt the other dates to change a little bit. So what Steve added was, the district's general manager and legal counsel are expressly authorized and instructed to adjust the deadlines and other particulars set forth herein as may be necessary to comply with the requirements of San Bernardino and LA, and to take such further action as be necessary in preparing for and conducting the consolidated election, which means we would be, if we pass this, we would be giving them the authority to say, when you hear from the registrar's office and they say it's Measure W, they can change it, the resolution, without us having to come back and vote and put it on the agenda and do all that stuff, which pushes it back. I did question Bob quite a bit about the letter. Should we be going to LA County and getting them together with you? He said, no, that's something that we would do. He said it came up with Riverside County in the past, and they worked together to put one letter on the measure. So that's where we're at.
Now does LA charge them for that or anything?
Didn't get into price or whatever until he sees what we're doing. And my guess, through my vast experience with government, yeah, they're going to charge us. What the amount will be, who knows?
That's what cost us so much.
Yeah.
But
we have to do it.
Yeah.
Because they won't allow us to put a letter in. I said, can we designate a letter and then get together with LA County and see if they will, you know, accept that letter, whatever we decide? And he says, no, that comes through the registrar's office.
Okay.
He was real clear on that.
Okay.
So, but dollar-wise, we didn't get into the dollar.
So the first thing is we have to approve this resolution, and then we can, that sort of kicks off.
Well, I think we also have to approve the language. Do we want to use Steve's language? Do we want to...
Well,
you know,
that could be changed later, though. That could be changed. That could be part of the stuff that...
Yeah, general manager.
Is that true, Steve?
Well, it can be. I don't know. When you get into policy issues, I think I'd be more comfortable bringing that to the board. And if, you know, when we talk about the language of the question or the amount of the number in the question,
okay,
I think those are.
Well, we don't need to approve this today. Then we could do this next month as an example.
The resolution contemplates it being submitted to the registrar by June 30.
Okay.
That would put you safely within the time frame that Director Franklin talked about with the.
Okay. And the actual date that they will accept it at the last point is August 7th.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the 88 days before the election.
Yeah. Yeah, but the June 30 date would then.
Our goal would be June 30.
We'd need all of the July dates that Chuck was talking about.
Right.
Personally, after talking to the man, I think it's better the sooner we get it to him.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, this next week they're going to be finishing up with the the March 3rd primary.
Well, the number is fine. Does everybody agree with the number?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question.
I do.
Okay. Is that the reasonable number?
That was something that Lori and I worked on, mostly Lori, and it's something that, and you can say that you felt comfortable that the assumptions we made off the formula.
Right. And remember, that's the max.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's correct. That's correct.
But that she felt comfortable being able to defend that.
Yeah.
That assumptions that we made and the formula as far as you know, the amount of people and the whole bit.
And this is coming from the county. We can't forget that. Okay. All right. I think the only thing that that I would really want to work on is this language here that goes on the ballot.
Right. We got 31 words.
Right.
Other than what's here now, because what's here now is the 44.
Okay.
I would like
you
it.
You need to have a question mark instead of a period at the end.
Right.
Okay.
Good point.
Now, based upon your experience, Steve, over the years on situations like this, what's the best way to address the measure here and, you know, the 300 words to...
Well, that's
a positive.
A positive or 250 for a negative, but that could come from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think we would like to do it just simply to explain to the voter, this is not a tax.
Yeah.
Vote yes, dummies. You know, we need it to pass or we don't get money.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is the question that, in my experience, that boards have had on this. Is how do you handle that? You will have the county council preparing an impartial analysis that will be part of the ballot materials. The preparation of the argument for and then the rebuttal against, that's something that the district can prepare, and that's where you would typically see an explanation of this is not the tax, this is not a tax, this is what the money would be for.
Yeah.
Is this something that you wrote for Hellendale and Beale and Pinion Hill?
It's similar to the language.
The language is basically the same?
Yes, similar to that.
So we could pass this today, get the timeline moving ahead, and we could, like next meeting, work on the for argument for it. Or could we change? You're kind of opposed, I'm hearing, to changing it after we approve this.
Yeah,
I'm not comfortable, let's put it that way, with making policy decisions for the board on the language or the number, that kind of thing.
I am
comfortable if we submit it to the county and the registrar says, okay, this date really should be July, instead of July 24th, should be July 23rd.
Hmm.
I'm okay with that because I'm receiving direction
from
the actual agency that's conducting the election.
And if the agency says this will be, the measure will be measure W.
Right. That, I think, I would be comfortable with that. Policy language, the numbers that really are better within the authority of the board, I'm not comfortable making that decision.
So, to the board, if we move this back to April, do we want the board to work on this?
Yeah.
Because right now the ad hoc committee is Wes and I.
Right.
And we've talked about some of this stuff, but would it be better for the board to work on it as far as what you think you'd want in the language of the measure, and then that's something that we would vote on or correct before we vote on the resolution next April meeting? Or would you just as soon have Wes and I do whatever, or Wes do whatever and I check it and say, this is my 2 cents, because y'all know I give you my 2 cents. So, how would the board want to react to that?
Do you mean you would remain the ad hoc committee and you would just fine-tune the language or add some additional to the language,
bring
it back?
Yes or no, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I have some ideas on what to do.
And
but
is everybody okay
you do?
Pushing this
well,
back?
Just, I would like to just add something at the end. I don't know if you can say it, but maybe like approval of this measure is required for tax monies to be allocated to the community or something like that.
You're hired.
Well, approval of this measure.
Why don't you do that?
Someone has a pen.
Why don't you do that part then?
Okay. But I mean, does that sound like it makes sense? Is that something we can say? Approval of this measure is required in order for monies to be allocated to the community.
Or is that
not accurate?
I would maybe want to work with you on the language on that.
Okay.
My preference would be that it, because it's a yes or no, I think it needs to be, as I indicated to Chuck, it needs to be in a question form.
Okay.
And a statement as to what it will do is probably best in the argument for. But I think we can. There's a way to build that language into the question, so that it's clear that it's not, you're not imposing a tax, and I think that there's a way to maybe capture that concept and still make it in the form of a question rather than building a statement into what really is a question.
Okay.
Now, since the last meeting, Wes and I were named for the ad hoc. Do we need to end that and add Natalie?
Yeah.
With Wes to the ad hoc, since there can only be two.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You just do that. Okay.
So
you're dropping off and you're adding me?
Yeah.
Exchange?
So
okay.
Me and you, and then
we'll
work
with you.
You
got all the other information.
That works fine. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
On basic ballots.
No.
Is it most cases that people would just read the measure and not look at for or against?
Well, typically that's... on the ballot, you would just have the measure that says, you know, this, the question, and then yes or no. And then the argument for a guest would be in the pamphlet with the impartial analysis.
Yeah,
how many people look at the pamphlet? Well,
I think if it's like this and you don't understand it, then you go to the, open the pamphlet, and you're like, I don't know what they're talking about, and you open the pamphlet and read the yes or no.
There's the word tax in anything, the majority of the people are going to say no before they even understand what it is once they see tax.
Yeah. Well, and that's why this doesn't have tax
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that there is sort of fear is that there is that sort of knee-jerk
reaction.
Whenever you see anything that has a measure designation as well as a number behind it, then that sounds like a tax. It sounds like there's a taxing... You're taxing the community that
amount of money. Well, there's been a lot of tricks over the...
And that's not what this is at all.
Yeah.
But there's the fear that that's what the perception will be. And that is consistent with the other, with Hellendale and with Keeneland. That was both of their concerns.
Yeah.
Because that would be what the community thought it was. And so the language was crafted carefully.
Yeah.
Certainly in the arguments for and against, the language was crafted carefully, and both of those measures passed pretty easily.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have a sample of what was
in
the pamphlet?
Yes,
as well.
And we're not allowed to send out any information on what appropriations limits mean to the community, because that would be...
Great question.
Campaigning.
You are allowed... to inform, you're not allowed to advocate. So you can spend public monies to inform the public on...
You could put in the paper what
you
appropriation
can, to inform what a measure is, what it does, but you can't advocate a yes or no vote on it. You just inform them what it is.
But you could write an article what appropriations limit means.
Is it try to get the facts out there?
Right.
For the community, so when they read that, they're not scared when they see it.
Right, but then you can't tag it with... So for that reason, we urge you to vote yes.
Okay. Well, that's
good. Okay. Should we make it our goal to try to have it done by next month? I really would like to get this...
Yes.
Certainly, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to do anything with having Natalie work on it now, since she would be number three if I'm not off?
No, I think the record reflects that the ad hoc committee is now President Zuber and Director Lopez.
Well, the beautiful thing about ad hoc, it's very ad hoc. Okay. All right. Item 19, LAFCO report.
I recently spoke with Kimberly Cox of the Hallandale CSD. She is wishing to run for an upcoming seat on the LAFCO board. It's actually currently her seat. She just wants to rerun for that. In order to do that, she's asking us to provide a nomination for her. I've got the form in the packet that LAFCO is requesting. It just needs to be approved by the board instead of her packet.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to have to make a motion.
Yeah. Correct. Can I have a motion for the nomination?
I'll make a motion to nominate Kimberly Cox for the running for a board position on LAFCO.
I second it.
All those in favor of the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Carries.
The future board meeting is on the calendar for April 7th.
Okay. Now, we had to cancel the special meeting, right? So did we want to move the special meeting to there, and can we be sure that it's cleared up for next month?
In here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
At 5:30, same time?
Yeah, that's okay. Good. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Director's comments. Start with you, Chuck.
I appreciate what's being done on the website. I would, given the fact it's been over a year since we came in and you had me dress up in a suit and tie for the pictures for the board.
Oh, yes.
And they're still in your camera and they haven't made it through the website, including yourself.
Yeah.
And I noticed that all the pictures have been deleted now off the website.
Don't be looking at me.
All the what pictures?
The pictures of the board.
Oh, okay.
So whatever, but I'd like that to be updated.
Okay.
I'd like the stuff as far as the office hours, because it still says Monday through Thursday, and I believe we're doing Monday through Friday on the office
hours. I thought that was changed. I will check on it.
Okay. And other than that, you know, okay. I think it's been going well. And I would caution us with all the stuff with the community center and the firehouse and all that, that there's, you know, there's money that we're spending, you know, to fix stuff that was never fixed.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to be aware of that when we do...
We work on the website
and other things.
Oh,
we'll work
okay.
on that
okay.
for the you know the budget, but
okay.
I think we just need to be aware of that because we don't have Hallandale's $14 million budget or Phelan Pinion Hill's $6 million budget. I think we're still around $480, $490. So just wanted mm-hmm. that in the comments to say let's you know be aware of that stuff.
Yeah, okay, very good. Right. Any comments?
I don't know if I can mention it now. I would just like to maybe get an update on the parks grant if there is one at some point.
There is no update. I did talk to Luann Aubin the middle of February, and she says there is no update at this time. And she says just keep checking back.
Okay. Thank you.
Leah?
Daylight savings time is March 8th. I want to make sure we're ready for that. Other than that, no other comments.
Is that a big deal to you?
No. Clock's got to get changed.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
One of those things that I have to
Are
do.
You back from vacation by then?
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
You don't have digital clocks or anything?
No, I
don't. You don't update? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks
for coming.